Hi, this is Joanne Shaw Taylor, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
Tell my mother she'll be on my mind. If sometimes I seem a little mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When anything goes wrong, you see some bad. How about I'm just a soul whose intentions are good? Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. You know, sometimes I feel so carefree with a joy that is hard to hide. Then again, all I ever seem to do is worry. Then you're bound to see my other side. How about I'm just a soul whose intentions are good? Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. And if I seem edgy, I want you to know I'd never mean to take it out on you. And life has its problems, and I get my share. There's just one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Don't you know I'm only human? I have faults like any other man. Sometimes I might sit alone and not regretting some foolish thing I might have said or done. How about I'm just a soul whose intentions are good? Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood. Please don't let me be misunderstood.
Isn't that so fabulous? Recorded in Germany a couple of years ago, just been released. The album is called From Lizard Rock, and the artist is the UK guitarist and singer Miller Anderson. On stage with him are the German band, Klaus Schenk on drums, Franz Tischer on keyboards, and Chris Gray on bass. Lovely stuff. It's The Raven and the Blues. It's KCOR, Kansas City Online Radio. It's Talk Radio Europe on the coasts of Spain, where it's warmer than it is here in the UK. And of course, across the world, it's a podcast, an MP3 on earbuds of your choice. Welcome to the programme. My name is Dave Raven. The week before Christmas, what we're going to do? Well, this time of year, normally, I think it's probably worldwide, but especially in the UK, people make lists, the best albums of the year, the best this of the year, the worst that of the year. and I got sent a list from Amazon saying the best blues albums, as downloaded and voted for on Amazon, were as follows, the best top 10. I thought, that's quite a nice idea. I looked through them. Amazingly, a couple of the albums I didn't even have, and so therefore it was a voyage of discovery for me. But let's work through the top 10 and do it in traditional top 10 style, reverse counting down. At number 10, and I'm so pleased to see it there, a lady we played last week, we featured many times on the show, and she's coming to do a session again next year. Her name is Joanne Shaw Taylor. Here she is with the title track of her album, which comes in at number 10, Diamonds in the Dirt.
Yeah.
played Can't Keep Living Like This from the album last week on the programme. I didn't know that she was going to be in the top 10. I didn't know I was doing the top 10, to be honest, this week. Here she is again anyway. Title track of the album, Joanne Shaw Taylor and Diamonds in the Dirt, in at number 10 in the Amazon Top 10 Blues Albums of the Year. Again, I'm not quite sure whether it's downloads or sales, whichever. Either way, let's move up to one place, number 9, and a record which came out in the middle of this year, around about June, I guess. The album is called Road Songs at number 9, the Derek Trucks Band and Key to the Highway.
Thank you.
That's a number that's been around a while. Must be about 70 years old, I would guess. That's Derek Trucks and the band from the album Road Songs Live. And Key to the Highway, in the, what I would call the Rolling Stones version, or the Eric Clapton version of it, in the sense that they made it far rockier. Before that, Little Walter made it into kind of Chicago blues. It goes back even further than that to Big Bill Brunsey, who made it into a 12-bar. But when it was originally written way back in 1940 or thereabouts, it was an 8-bar blues. But there we go. Key to the Highway. The Raven and the Blues. We're going through the Amazon Top 10 of Blues Records of 2010. We've got as far now as number 8. And on Amazon on Alligator Records, a CD which came out towards the late summer of this year, Charlie Musselwhite, his album called The Well, and here he is with a track called Cadillac Women.
Mama, she told me, Papa told me too. Mama, she told me, Papa told me too. Don't let Cadillac women run all over you. Mama, she told me, when I was young and wild. Mama, she told me, when I was young and wild. Have your fun now, cause there'll be trouble after a while. I wouldn't take advice, had to live my life. Too hot for hell, for me she's just right. Despite what they say, I can't let her be. Too hot for the devil, just right for me. I still remember what Mama used to say. Still remember what Mama used to say. Laugh it up now, boy, you'll have trouble one day. Too hot for the devil, just right for me. Ain't no hurry, I didn't come to stay. I ain't no hurry, I didn't come to stay. Just came here, Mama, to drive your blues away.
Cadillac Women, as the sleeve notes say, hasn't everybody run into a Cadillac woman at some time or another? Not me. It's all Skoda ladies for me. That's Charlie Musselwhite, the album called The Well, which came out in the late summer of this year, number 8 in the Amazon downloads. Number 7 is strange. I saw it and I hadn't heard of the band or the album. The band are called the Carolina Chocolate Drops. The album is called The Genuine Negro Jig. And I went to look for it. It's not on eMusic. And when I went to iTunes, it said it was there, but I couldn't have it. Presumably, I guessed it was something to do with Territorial, even though it came out in February of this year. Anyway, so I thought, oh, well, I couldn't find anywhere else, so I just gave up on it. So I was going to tell you at number 7, a track we can't play from an album I haven't got called Genuine Negro Jig. Anyway, as I was putting the show together a few minutes ago, literally, I went online and I was able to listen to and therefore again download. So what's happened in the interim, I've got no idea. I still can't play it. I haven't got enough time. But at number 7, the Carolina Chocolate Drops with very much a hillbilly folk American Americana type. Very not at all bluesy, really, but anyway, a genuine Negro jig. At number 6, however, very different. This is Eric Clapton.
Times everywhere I go. Lord, hard times here, man. Hard times everywhere I go. Well, people keep crying about hard times. They coming more and more. All I can't even see what poor people is gonna do. All I can't even see what poor people is gonna do. They keep crying about these hard times. They coming more and more. To the factory this morning, where I had worked 10 years ago. Lord, I went to the factory this morning, where I had worked 10 years ago. And the boss man told me they ain't hiring me.
Amazon top 10 charts on the Amazon website, down as rock. I would have it down as pop, actually. Not my favourite Clapton album, but one which has done rather well for him. And there he is with Hard Time Blues. The Raven and the Blues, working our way through the Amazon Top 10 Albums in the Blues Field of the Year. Somebody who I didn't know about until I saw this, and when I listened to the album, I just couldn't believe how good it was. His name is Claude Hay. He's out of Australia, a one-man band. His album's doing amazingly well in not just Amazon, but iTunes and all the other downloadable places. It's called Deep Fried Satisfied, based around... he loves fried food, and based on his experience in America, where he had loads of it and loved it deeply. So here we are, Claude Hay, his debut on the show, number 5 in the downloads and Amazon sales. How can you live with yourself? Make his debut on the Raven and the Blues, but you'll hear him many, many times more. The album is called Deep Fried Satisfied. It's in the Amazon Top 10, and there you go with How Can You Live With Yourself. That's at number 5. Okay, number 4, somebody whose album we featured as soon as it came out in September of this year. The album is called Ain't Got No Troubles. Her name is Eden Brent out of Mississippi. Good-looking, great voice, all the usual things you have to have. Here's the title track, Ain't Got No Troubles.
Taste ain't too refined. No, I ain't got no troubles on my boss man ain't likely to get high. Ain't seeking no position, it's doubtful I get by. Ain't looking for promotion, got no job to resign. I ain't got no troubles on my mind.
Maybe from Mississippi, but there's very much lots of Louisiana in there as well. Title track of the album from the summer of this year, and the record which is number 4 on the Amazon charts, Eden Brent and Ain't Got No Troubles. The Raven and the Blues. We move now from Mississippi further north to Massachusetts and Boston, the hometown of Ronnie Earl. His album Spread the Love came out this year, and it's number 3 with Blues from Dr. Donna. Thank you. Album is called Spread the Love. It's number 3. Ronnie Earl. Longer than usual track, but I think it's so, so good. Blues for Dr. Donna. At number 2, Mavis Staples.
Says you can watch the sun, see how steady she runs. Don't let it catch you with your work undone. Joshua, Joshua, the son of a nun. Great God Almighty, won't you stop the sun? God spoke to Joshua to do thy will. He said, if you fight the battle, the sun stands still. He gave me a letter and he told me to go. Gave me a harp and he told me to blow. And if I blew my lungs away, I would get them back in a coming day. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my shoes. Walk around in heaven and spread the news. I got news, I got news. Good news, good news. I belong to the band. Hallelujah. Band you're talking about, talking about that union band. I belong to the band. Hallelujah. When I get to heaven, gonna sit right down, ask my Lord for my starry crown. I belong to the band. Hallelujah. About me as much as you please. Talk about you down on my knees. I belong to the band. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Very gospel-based album, came out in the summer of this year. You Are Not Alone is the name of the CD, or the album, call it what you will. Mavis Staples, number two, and I Belong to the Band. We're in the Amazon top 10 of blues records for the year. What is number one? The album is Living Proof, it's Buddy Guy.
Something I didn't get you. Hey, you're always bitching about something I didn't get you. So let the door not hit you while my damn dog should have bit you. You said you had your mojo on me, that I never would quit you. You said that I would never quit you. Well, let the door not hit you, but my damn dog should have bit you.
End. Living Proof is the album. Came out in the autumn of this year, or the fall, I guess, as you would say in the States. Buddy Guy and a track called Let the Doorknob Hit Ya on the Way Out. And that's number one in the Amazon downloads. What do you reckon? Do you reckon how does that match with yours? The odd thing about choosing top tens is that going way back to my radio days with CDs, we would all gather together in the music in the library of the radio station to choose our albums of the year. And we'd actually have the physical CDs. We'd throw them all in a pile, and then gradually they'd be weeded out, and we end up with sort of like 10 CDs, basically, you know. To do it digitally is far more complicated because you have you've got no sort of tangible bits of plastic to play with. But anyway, if you've got any thoughts about your top 10, whether I've missed, well, how it varies from the Amazon one, let me know. Dave at raven.dj. had some donations this week, and we'll mention those people at the end of this. Solomon Burke, great, great soul singer, inspired the Rolling Stones with Everybody Needs Somebody to Love. He died this year as he was flying into Amsterdam, to Holland, to do some live gigs to promote his new album, as it turned out. This last year, he's been working in harmony with a Dutch group called De Dijk, spelled D-I-G-K, D-I-J-K, De Dijk. And the album has now been posthumously released, I guess. Here he is, a final recording from Solomon Burke. The album is called Hold On Tight. He's in fine voice. Listen to this. It's called Good For Nothing.
I'm hard up, broken, busted, and I never hold a job. No, I'm bound for trouble, and I won't ever reach the top. I sure ain't mother's finest. I always find a way to slack. If you lend me $20, man, you won't ever get it back. Don't think I could ever change. If I did, it wouldn't last. I guess it's too much a hassle. I'm just getting nowhere fast. Nothing, just a 0 out of 10. Baby, don't you know I'm able to love you like nobody can? I would keep you waiting, but I couldn't wait myself. All I think about is me. Now I'm putting blame on someone else. I mess it all up big time. Would not admit when I'm through. When you give me your love, baby, I don't know really what to do. Don't think I could ever change. If I did, it wouldn't last. I guess it's too much a hassle. I'm just getting nowhere fast. I'm just a good for nothing. Just a 0 out of 10. Baby, don't you know I'm able. Love you like nobody can. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.
good for nothing, but I love you, babe, like nobody can.
Isn't that nice? Hold On Tight, just been released with Solomon Burke, the late Solomon Burke, and the Dutch band De Diek. And there he is with Good For Nothing. Okay, that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues. Next week is Christmas week, and the whole show is going to be Christmassy. I don't normally do Christmassy things, but we are next week, because I'm here in the UK rather than in Belize as I was last year, or in Italy as I was the year before. Thanks to Thomas Tyberski from the island of Gotland, an island I kind of know. I sailed around it. He's in the Baltic, and I sailed from Kiel around the Baltic, and we skirted around Gotland and came back, but didn't land. Thanks for your kind email. I'm keeping you warm on these winter days. Thanks also to, let's go to, first of all, to Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. Reuben Sherrill, thank you for your kind donation. And also more donations. Also, it's amazing. My memory is so flaky these days. I come upstairs to the studio and think, what have I come for? It happens to us all, I guess. And yet, from Anne Pafdos, who donated this week, thank you for Anne. Now, if my memory serves me correct, you live on the outskirts of San Francisco and you cycle into work and listen to the Raven and the Blues as you cycle, which I think I once said years ago was a dangerous thing to do. You've been a listener to the show, I know, for many years. Thanks for your kind donation. If you'd like to donate to the programme, it's pretty simple. Everything you need to know is on the Raven and the Blues page, www.raven.dj/RNB, and there you can listen to all the previous shows, look at the artists. Between Christmas and New Year, when things get quiet work-wise, I hope for me, I plan to be doing all the videos I need to catch up with. There's loads of videos I should be putting on the site, so they should be there pretty well soon. Let's close with somebody who was brought into the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for 2011, and rightly so too. He'll be inducted alongside Alice Cooper, Tom Waits, Darlene Love in March of next year. His name is Mac Rebernack, otherwise Dr. John, and he's now in the Hall of Fame for 2011. Let's close the show with Dr. John from the album Dr. John Plays Mac Rebernack and Sweet Home New Orleans. Have a great week. Hope you can join me for the Christmas show in 7 days' time. From me on the Thames outside of London, Dave Raven says thanks very much. Bye-bye.